from Water Shuttle, would you give the invitation, please?
Please have your hands with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the many blessings bestowed in this community, and we pray tonight for guidance, that our decisions will always be for the greater good of our community.
Please join me in the prayer.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on the agenda is approval of the agenda. Second, if no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Myers?
Yes.
Mr. Wolkerscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number two, City of Carlsbad Financials, March 2022, Ms. Gonzalez.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'll be providing you a brief summary of the city's cash position as of March 2022. At the beginning of the current fiscal year, the city had a cash balance of $95.9 million. And as of March 2022, the ending cash balance is $99.1 million. Revenues of $80.9 million are $1.5 million favorable to the $79.4 million budget and 1% above target. Labor costs of $38.5 million are $2 million favorable to the $40.5 million budget and 4% below target. Operating costs of $31.4 million are $3.5 million favorable to the $34.9 million budget and 8% below target. Capital costs of $7.9 million are $25 million favorable to the $32.9 million budget and 57% below target. Overall, this fiscal year, there's been an increase of $3.2 million in the cash balance. Unless there are any questions, this will conclude my summary.
Question or comment from Ms. Gonzalez?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. That will move us to number three, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion of these items on a particular item, upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. Mr. Rowe, would you briefly discuss C3, please?
Yes, sir. Mayor, members of the council, C3 is a request to accept a U.S. Department of Commerce Economic Administration grant for the Double Eagle Line water line replacement project. This is a $2 million grant with a $500,000 match by the City of Carlsbad to design, construct, and replace approximately 1.8 miles of 24-inch PVC water line in the existing right-of-way in the Double Eagle Wilfers.
Questions or comments, Mr. Rowe? Thank you, Mr. Rowe. Further questions from the council?
I have a motion for approval.
We have a motion to approve. Second, if no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Wolkerscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
All items in routine and regular business have passed. Number four, consider approval of request for water service outside of the city limits from DBR Land Holding LLC for property located at 802 Lake Road. Mr. Lowe.
Yeah, Mayor, members of the council, as mentioned, this is a request for water service outside the city limits by DBR Holdings for property located at 802 Lake Road. This request was presented to the Board of Water and Sewer Commissioners at the monthly meeting held on April 21st, 2022, with a unanimous recommendation for approval.
Questions or comments for Mr. Lowe?
Mayor? John, I noticed in the agenda, good, everything, they talked about a rate of 4.5 and 2.5. Isn't that how that is?
Correct, 2.5 times.
They would say to me, as those people, oh, you just love to be on that too if it was 2.5. Isn't that true? I mean, that's...
We would love to have them.
Okay. Well, maybe this is a new subject, but yeah. But, on the road, it's not near their home, right? It's not, the city doesn't take care of their line that goes to the home, right?
Correct.
Okay, that's, because that's all rock in there, I know that.
And for this particular property, that Councilman Walsh shut out, I don't know exactly where the meter's located, but it's somewhere in that vicinity.
Okay, thank you, John.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Mayor, I may add a comment. During the water study board, you were presenting that this is an existing contract. The property has been sold, and this is a request by the new purchaser for continuation of the same service that was there prior.
Yes. And by ordinance, yes.
So further questions or comments?
I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve.
Second.
And a second. No further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Neubauer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number five, consider approval of agreement between the City of Carlsbad and Matador Production Company for a general service use agreement to install a 4-inch flex pipe on the city property outside the city limits, Mr. Walsh.
As mentioned again, this is a general service agreement with Matador to install a 4-inch flex pipe on city property located outside the city limits. This property is commonly referred to as Western Farms. It's located along US Refinery Road. You can see multiple agreements come before you with this same consideration. This is for a 50-foot wide easement, 30 feet being permanent, and 20 feet will be a temporary workspace. The length of that easement is approximately 1,400 feet. In addition to the installation of the flex pipe, this agreement will allow my board to build 3 well pads, use the existing roads, install a new road, and let overhead power to the 2 well pads. Under the terms of this agreement, the City of Carlsbad would be compensated $176,188.
And we do have a representative from Matador here, if anybody has any questions.
Mayor, I do have a question.
From Matador?
I may not tell them, they may not answer the questions. Whenever they get done, their binds, or any, probably have to answer this right now, but whose responsibility is that, even though we get $176,000 or whatever, who takes care of those lines when they abandon them? Who is that? Is that Matador? Is that the city? Who is it?
Matador is actually responsible 100% for...
Mr....
Oh, sorry.
You can come up to the podium and state your name, please.
Sorry.
Yeah, state your name for the...
I'm Dustin Barton with Matador Production Company. Matador is 100% responsible for either assigning or removing all property that we construct on any common, that we do any work on.
Well, if your company goes belly up, who does that? Isn't that what happens?
Well, we're insured, 100% insured to make sure that that will not happen. Like, so if our company goes belly up, our company's insurance will cover all costs for any kind of remediation that's necessary for the problem.
Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you.
Good. Rod Price, I move to approve.
They will vote. Further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Neubauer?
Yes.
Mr. Walsh?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number six, consider approval of request for a carnival beverage license by the Heinz Lions Club for a carnival at 300 and 301 Diaz Street, Rey Anaya, San Jose Plaza, and Park, Ms. Ortiz.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. In front of you is a request for the Heights Lion Club. They are requesting a business license for a carnival to be hosted at the San Jose Plaza, Rey Anaya Plaza, for Tuesday, beginning Tuesday, May 24th, and through Sunday, May 29th. This is a request that we have seen a few times before with much success, this event. They do come before and request, they are required to, since they are using city property. So they are just going through their process so that way they can go ahead and host this event.
comments from Ms. Ortiz? Thank you, Ms. Ortiz. The members of the Lions Club have any statements they want to make? Bill?
Yeah, Bill Turner, that's my stuff. I'm only coming because of the application she writes at the 24th. And we actually arrived on the 23rd, which is Monday. And they don't start operating until Wednesday, the 25th.
Yeah, so we had on the request the 24th, I think what Mr. Derringer's saying is they're asking to come in on the 23rd.
Yeah.
And move everything, they will set up on the 24th and start operating on the 25th.
Yeah, they won't really be set up until the 24th, probably, they'll be doing that all day on the 24th.
So I think the request would be to come in on Monday, the 23rd. Is that correct, Mr. Derringer?
Yes.
Would they just be parking on the 23rd?
Yeah, just arriving there, just arriving there, and for soccer.
Okay, Councilor?
This is a sugar-free bed, truly.
Ms. Ortiz, are you, is that compatible with what you have?
It's actually, well, it is a little bit different, but we actually can allow for that if they want to go ahead and come in on the 23rd. I think what they're asking for is just to be able to come in, arrive, park. They do begin setup, so I understand that he's saying with them not actually beginning operation until the 25th, because they do have to get set up. Morse, was it Morse?
Oops. Greater Shows.
Yeah, the Morse Greater Shows is hosting, which they've hosted many carnivals before, and so, like I said, with much success, very little problems.
Okay, good. Questions or comments? Okay. Yeah, motion to approve?
Second.
Second, no further discussion, call for vote.
Ms. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Shire?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Tempest?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
You're approved. Number seven, consider approval of request for a door-to-door city solicitation license to conduct door-to-door sales of solar energy equipment by Divergent Solar LLC. Ms. Ortiz.
Before you is a request to, for business license to conduct door-to-door sales for solar energy equipment by Divergent Solar. This is their first request for the city. They will be conducting door-to-door business. The background check was provided by the Carlsbad Police Department on April 25th, and they had no negative findings. So with recommendation based off the Carlsbad Police Department, the planning department does recommend.
Question or comment? Ms. Ortiz.
If I may, I think particularly the meeting on findings is that there is nothing to find. They just started to process.
Correct. So it's not, there's
negative
findings,
there's just nothing. Further questions, comments, Councilor?
No.
So, Councilor.
I'll second.
And a second, no further discussion, call for vote.
Ms. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walter Shire?
No.
Ms. Anaya Forrest?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yeah.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
No.
Mr. Forrest?
No.
That moves us to number eight. Consider approval of resolution 2022-21, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 110 Standpipe Road, owner of James S. Harris. Mr. Mayor.
Mayor and Councilors, this
item involves a proposed resolution requiring the removal of weed and debris at 110 Standpipe Road, which is a commercial property located near the intersection of Standpipe and Weed. It's a large commercial property which is fenced on two of the sides, but it's not secure, and it doesn't have any improvements on it. The assessor's office lists that James S. Harris is owning or having an interest in this property, and he has an address listed as 2800 Alice Street in Odessa, Texas. The property appears to be vacant, but has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been to the property. This has been a problem with complaints about weeds and trash, which has come to the attention of code enforcement. Starting back in October of 2021, code enforcement mailed a notice of violation on October 29th of 2021, and a second notice by certified mail on January 11th of this year, 2022, which someone signed for it. And there's been absolutely no response from the owner to either one of the notices. There's still weeds and trash throughout the property. The property has been recently inspected. It's not the buildings you see there, it's just the vacant part. But the property has recently been inspected by code enforcement officers and the fire marshal, and they have found it remains out of compliance with the applicable codes. Weeds and trash remains on the property. The fire marshal has actually even found the property represents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared, which, if adopted, will require the property owner to remove all the weeds and trash from the property within 30 days of service of the resolution. My office sent a certified letter to James Garris at the address listed on Alice Street in Odessa, Texas. I have also provided council with updated photographs from May 9th that show the current condition of the property. Stand for any questions.
Questions?
Mr. Mayor? They have a business license with the city of Carlsbad, right? They have to, if they sell fireworks, right?
They're not doing anything right now.
Well, it's a fireworks stand, isn't it?
Appears to be just a paper lot. I think there's a possibility that they will.
This photo is a fireworks stand right there.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if that's on their property.
Oh,
Ms. Ortiz, is that on their property? I'm sorry. It's a little hard to tell from this picture. Fireworks stand is on that property or next?
The fireworks stand is on the property. They have not operated. When we went ahead, and actually this property was forced annexed whenever we annexed the Standpipe Lee subdivision, and we had to modify our firework ordinance to allow these properties to sell fireworks, and then that, with that stipulation, was that they could not expand their business. They actually have not operated. They did not operate last year, and I think that that might have been due to COVID or something of that nature. So they have not just addressed the property.
Further questions? Do we have a representative here tonight for that property?
Mayor, I think Mr. Dummy Firewood is doing a fine job keeping their line in place. The portable building just north of this property is also in Bud's place. It's just impeccable in their upkeep. I move for that we move forward on this.
Any motion?
Second.
And a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
Number nine, consider approval of resolution 2022-22, a resolution requiring the removal of the weeds and debris at 607 South Alameda Street, owner Carol Mendoza. Ms. Boyer.
Thank you, Mayor, and members of the City Council. This is property that originally the city had requested a resolution to require the removal of the ruined, damaged, or dilapidated building or structure. structure, ruins, rubbish, wreckage, weeds, debris at 607 South Alameda Street. But I'm happy to report to you that the owners or someone has come in and cleaned up the property. I'm sorry I didn't have a chance to make paper copies for you. But you can see it displayed up on the screen that they have removed the burned and dilapidated building and have left the property in a clean and level condition. So the city's no longer seeking a resolution from you for this property.
Good news.
Any questions?
Do we need to, vote for non-enforcement or this?
No, sir, we do.
We just don't say anything?
We don't need to.
No action.
So you need to make that part of the record.
Oh, come on.
Mayor, I move that we take no action on this part.
I know you're sorry.
Any motion?
Second.
Okay. No further discussion, call the vote.
Ms. Niemeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Waltershire?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Flores?
Yes.
Number 10, consider approval of resolution 2022-23, a resolution requiring the removal of weeds and debris at 1402 West Stevens Street, owner Martha A. Gonzalez, Petroleum.
Mr. Mayor, members of the council, this is a proposed resolution requiring the removal of ruined, damaged, or dilapidated buildings or ruins, structures, rubbish, wreckage, weed, or debris at 1402 West Stevens Street. This property is located in a residential neighborhood at 1402 West Stevens, and is near the intersection of Stevens and Maple. There appears to be a fire damage structure on the property and a large amount of rubbish, debris, and weeds that actually pre-existed the fire. The Eddy County Assessor's Office lists that Martha Gonzalez is owner for having an interest in the property with an address there on the property at 1402 West Stevens Street. The property was occupied but has not been maintained. Code enforcement has been to the property multiple times. The property was an ongoing problem, and the owner's son was contacted by code enforcement on April the 8th of 2022. A letter was sent by certified mail by code enforcement to the owner on April the 7th of 2022, and then a fire erupted the next day, April the 8th of 2022. The fire department was on scene shortly after the fire started, and they stated to code enforcement that they had been called to the address numerous times. There is no water or electrical utilities at this address as of April 21st, 2022. This property has been inspected by code enforcement and the fire marshal, and they have found that the property remains out of compliance with applicable codes. Overground leaks, fire damage, ruined or dilapidated structure remains on the property. And the fire marshal found that the property represents an extreme fire hazard for responding firefighters and emergency personnel. A resolution has been prepared, which if you adopt it, will require the owner to remove all ruins, dilapidated structure, rubbish, wreckage, debris, and leaves from the property within 60 days, because it's a structure, it gives them 60 days of the service of the resolution. On May 3rd of 2022, I sent a certified letter to the owner, Martha Gonzalez, at the address of record, which invited her to attend this meeting and to speak to the council about the property. And for any questions?
Questions or comments? Counselor?
Now, Ms. Boyd, is anyone living there right now?
There appeared to be someone living there when the fire happened. I doubt that they're still physically living here, I have updated photographs that you should have in your place there. There still appears to be a car there and a lot of items there. So I don't know if people are still actually in that house since the fire, but there are signs that it is occupied. There's no utilities.
Ms. Boyd, since this involves the structure, not the entire structure appears fire damaged, but I believe it's substantial enough to render the entire building, if there is a debate, is that able to be covered by our resolution as to who decides where the demolition stops?
Well, the property owner can maybe make explanations which could potentially affect your, what you decide as an appropriate resolution to pass. However, if they're not here, I think you all can use your best judgment, and they can ask, the property owner can also come back a second time and object to the resolution that possibly would pass or consider passing. So that can also be taken at a second time if they do ask for a reconsideration.
Mayor, Councilor? In 60 days, though, then the city will progress with their demo, right?
In 60 days, if they don't have it in the typical process, is that an issue? It's called a demolition task force.
Right.
Which would request our contractor schedule for.
And they would make it, it was the whole thing, right? They couldn't say, well, I only want.
It depends on what his condition is at that time. Now, maybe the owners don't come in, just like the item number 94, they say they'd come in and just took care of the problem.
Right.
We'll have, just have to wait and see what the owner does within the 60 days after the inspection, whatever resolution you make.
Further questions for the council? John, do we have a representative of the property? Saying none.
Mayor, I'd move for approval.
And a motion to approve.
Second.
And second, any further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
And Mr. Forrest?
Yes.
That will move us to number 11, council committee reports. Does any council have any updates they'd like to bring?
The budget committee will be meeting this Friday at 3:30 in City Hall Planning Room. This will allow the finance department to make a presentation to the entire council. That's following the we should have a budget ready for the entire council to consider.
Right. Anyone else? Is anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number 12, and I'll call on Councilor Lisa and Anaya Flores. We have a motion to adjourn. And a second, no further discussion, call for the vote.
Ms. Neimeyer?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores? Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
Ms. Waters?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Forrest?